does. There he is. Thinks it's all right. Looking last on TRED. It's 4:27 with Tommy and your tutor, and you want to be with me. Here's Buddy Azrin with Good Girl. Service and presentation of Sergeant Lewis Insurance Agency. Well, the man who makes rail cars for the trouble-plagued Bay Area rampant transit system says Bart's problems stem from inexperienced people running the electronic railroad. He did not mention names, but Bart Rain said in San Francisco that the Bart cars made by his Roar Industries haven't run that badly. He says troubles with the Bart cars cannot totally be blamed on the automatic controlled equipment. He says some of the problems are with people who haven't had the necessary experience to run a railroad. A thief took 38 more bronze flower urns worth $1,700 from Skyline Memorial Park in Colma. A spokesman says the last thefts bring the total value of urns stolen from the cemetery to $21,000. The urns are attached to gravestones by a small chain. San Mateo County Sheriff's deputies say that during the night, a thief has been breaking the chains and stealing the urns. A total of 37 urns have been taken from the cemetery since last Thursday. Well, the campaign for and against the proposed tax limitation initiative drew some angry words today from Governor Reagan. He accuses Assembly Democrats of using possible illegal practices and intimidation to defeat the initiative. Reagan directed the hands of state agencies, which regulate the financial industry in California, to investigate a letter sent bankers. Allegedly sent by Chula Vista Assemblyman Walden Data, the letter warns bankers that if Proposition 1 is passed, the legislature will reassign funds normally budgeted for business and regulatory activities. Police in Madera have arrested a man after he allegedly tried to bilk a 76-year-old woman out of $3,000. Officers say the suspect carried no identification but identified himself as 23-year-old James Ayers of Davenport, Iowa. He is alleged to have telephoned the woman and posed as a bank examiner. He asked her to take $3,000 out of her savings account and meet him in a grocery store parking lot where he would make the money and return it to the bank. The woman became suspicious and called a friend who notified police. Officers staked out the delivery site and arrested Mr. Ayers. The Los Angeles City Council voted 10-4 today to support Governor Reagan's proposed tax initiative. Several Democratic council members jumped party lines for the vote, which put the council on the opposite side of Mayor Tom Bradley and City Attorney Bert Pines, who opposed the measure. But Councilman David Cunningham insisted that the plan was a cruel hoax because it does not face the question of tax equity. Now, Tim and Dylan, King Harvest, Dynamite Gold on KRED. Everybody's dancing in the moonlight. It's 4:38 with Tom Tillman. Tim Flood at 6 tonight. Here's Elvis for Old Dad's Sake. Get away from your heart. The mellowest of the mellow, Elvis Presley, for Old Time's Sake. 4:41, Tom Kellen, Showtime. Good afternoon from KRED. Well, a lady's choice, Buck Buchanan, bright and early tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 1480.
Can't believe it's time to say happy third birthday to the three of us. That's right, on Monday, October 22nd, the three of us will have shared with you three wonderful years of adventure into the world of women's fashion. And we want everyone to help celebrate this day with us, with the three of us, our third birthday in Eureka, downtown.
This is the last and biggest stock car race of the season at Redwood Acres Speedway. A 100-lap A-Main, 50-lap B-Main, and a 20-lap C-Main. $700 to win the A, $3,300 in prize money, including a 10-lap 6-car A-Dash. $100 to win, $50 to win the 10-lap 6-car B-Dash. 190 laps of racing this Sunday with cars and drivers from all over the Pacific Northwest. Time trials start at noon, racing at 1 o'clock. The last and biggest stock car race of the season at Redwood Acres Speedway this Sunday, Eureka.